Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, NBA season is a month away, guys. So we'll go around the league. We'll talk about the training camp battles, especially in terms of starters. So we'll go through all the teams. We'll see how long it takes. Maybe I'll make it a part two. We'll see how it goes. But nonetheless, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD with back with the whole things basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we are a month away, actually less than that, from the NBA season tipping off. And boy, oh boy, am I excited. That is my favorite time of year when the NBA gets underway. I know we still have the WNBA playoffs taking place, the semifinals getting hot and heated. I'll talk about that at a later day. But for this episode, I'll be talking NBA. We'll go through all the teams and all the different battles. I kind of made a note of all that's going on here. So we'll go through it all. But nonetheless, without any further delay, let's do it. So we have all these, you have all 30 teams about to get loose as far as training camp goes. We've had a couple of media days, the Knicks, the Nets, a few other teams, because some of them are actually getting an early start because they're going overseas to play, including the Knicks. They'll be in Dubai playing out there. So I said, you know what? Let's carve out an episode. We'll talk about the different battles taking place. So, without any further delay, again, let's do it. We will go through this alphabetically, guys. So I'll probably, we'll take it as it goes. So, all right, let's do it. The Atlanta Hawks, they don't really have much of a battle taking place there. Your starters, you pretty much know it'll be Trae Young and also Dyson Daniels in that backcourt over there. Jalen Johnson, as long as he's healthy, will be in the front court. You have now Kristaps Porzingis there, so you have him there also. So you're kind of set in that regard. I don't believe Onyeka Okongwu, I don't believe he gets the start. I think he will back up Porzingis at the center position. So I don't believe that will be the case for him as far as that goes. And also their rookie from last year, Zachary Richache. So that's your starters as far as that goes. So I think they're pretty much set in that regard. So it's no need to worry about that. And then you have a nice little bench there as well. You added Nikhil Alexander-Walker in the offseason. So I think Atlanta's okay in that regard. Let us continue. The Boston Celtics. Now, they have a dilemma here, actually in two positions. At power forward, right now you have a glut there because of Jason Tatum. He's no longer there, guys. Well, let me rephrase that. He's out with the torn ACL, so you now have a battle probably between Chris Boucher, who they recently picked up from the Toronto Raptors. Well, recent as in this offseason. And I think it'll be versus Xavier Tillman. He's a bit of an undersized four at 6'7". Whereas Boucher, he's a 3-and-D guy. So 6'9", So I think when all is said and done, I think they lean in the direction of a Boucher instead as their starter. So I think that's where they go. Like I said, Tatum, he's talking as if he can make a return. I don't see it. So unless he does some quick healing, guys, because remember that happened to him in like the early part of late May, early June. So yeah, so you're asking for an absolute miracle as far as him healing goes. So I don't think that'll be the case. So it'll be between those two guys and then your center position. Because remember, you trade away Kristaps Porzingis. So you have a glut there. Al Horford, for the time being, he's still without a home per se. So it'll be between Nemus, Quinta, and he's a legitimate big guy, guys. He's 7 feet tall, so, and he's played some last season, and Coach Joe Mazzulla likes him, versus a Luke Garza. He's more of an undersized. He's about 6'10", 6'9", a bit of an undersized center. So I think Quita, I think he's the one that'll probably get the start out of those two. So that's the way it's looking in that regard for Boston. Let us continue. The Brooklyn Nets. Now, this is a team that needs a lot happening for them, guys. But they're pretty much set in their other positions, except for point guard. And you actually have a battle royale between three rookies. Edgar Dimon. He was the eighth pick in the 2025 draft that recently happened in June. So he'll get first crack at it. He was the eighth pick overall. Also, you have Nolan Treyor. He was the 19th pick in the draft. So he'll get his shot at 6'4". And then Ben Sarif. He was the 26th pick in the draft. He's a 6'6". Well, he's 6'6". So all rookies, guys. So whoever shines amongst those three will get the nod as far as the starter goes. Then you have a couple of these guys who can swing between the point guard and the off guard position. So you have some variety there. But I think it'll be between those three. So it'll be very interesting what Coach Jordy Fernandez figures out as far as his point guard position. But like I said, the other positions are pretty much set for the most part for the Nets. So it's just that bit of business there. So let us continue. The Charlotte Hornets. Right now, everything is set except for your center position. Because remember, you dealt Mark Williams. You also don't have his backup from last season, Nick Richards. And you dealt away also Jusuf Nurkić. So right now you're looking at Moussa Diabate, who was a former Nick, by the way, at 6'9". He's a bit of an undersized center versus a Mason Plumlee, a veteran guy. He's been around the league, over 7 feet tall. And then an outside chance is Kyle Kalkbrenner, a young center there who you can throw in the mix. He's 7'1", guys. So Charles Lee, he has options here. Where he goes, I think Moises, I believe So far, the word out is that he has the advantage, but I wouldn't be surprised if the young kid, even Kalkbrenner, maybe sneaks into the conversation. I think Plumlee, they would gladly bring off the bench. This way you have some veteran leadership coming off your bench. So, but a situation worth watching. See how Coach Charles Lee makes his choice from there. Let us continue. The Chicago Bulls, coached by recently named Hall of Famer Billy Donovan. The battle for them will be at the power forward position, guys. Right now, you have Patrick Williams, a guy you just gave a five-year, $90 million deal to, not this offseason, but the offseason before. So you have him there. He's a bit undersized too, guys. He's in, like I said, he's in the second year of that five-year, $90 million deal. He's a bit undersized at 6'7". And then you have the rookie, Noah Esagiu, who is a 6'10 forward. So does Billy want the grizzled veteran in there, if you will, or the young rookie here with a lot of promise, guys? So that will bear some watching what Coach Donovan does in this regard. So that's a situation we'll have to keep an eye on. Let us continue. The Cleveland Cavaliers, your Coach of the Year winner, Kenny Atkinson. He has two situations he has to deal with, guys. The point guard position, well, early on, because Darius Garland, he's going to miss the probably about a few weeks into the season. So he'll probably make his return, I say, maybe early November, mid-November, because Darius Garland, you got to understand, you know, he's often injured and he's not the quickest of healers when it comes to injuries. So there's that. So you have Lonzo Ball, speaking of Chicago Bulls, that's who they got him from. So you have Lonzo Ball, often injured, guys. He played a good amount of games last season for Chicago. And he's 6'6", so there's that. And then Craig Porter Jr., who showed you flashes last year, he's 6'1", guys. So it's between those two guys there to man the fort until Darius Garland is ready. So I actually think it'll probably be Craig Porter Jr. I think he'll end up being the starter. Because Lonzo Ball's history as far as his injuries go. So you have to go with the one you know that'll be there, and that's Craig Porter Jr. No shade to Lonzo Ball, but his health is always an issue. So I think they go with Craig Porter Jr., to be honest. And then at small forward, do you continue to have DeAndre Hunter come off your bench and give you firepower that way, or do you have him as a starter? And if you have him as a starter, that regulates Matt Strus to your bench. I think either guy can come off your bench and give you something. So, but I think the question for Cleveland is, do you want to leave some offense coming off your bench, which DeAndre Hunter can do easily. And then have Matt Strus in there, who's a 3-and-D guy as your starter. So I think you could go either way in that regard. So it'll be interesting to see how Kenny Atkinson plays this. So there's two positions there for Cleveland. One is like a placeholder until Garland's ready. And then the other is one you want to make a decision on. So there you go. All right, so let us continue the Dallas Mavericks. Now, this is another one that's a bit of a placeholder for a little longer than the Darius Garland situation, because you have Kyrie Irving. He's going to be out till, I say, all of 2025, so that's about 2 months and a half, going into 2026. So it'll be January, possibly, where you see Kyrie make his return. But in the interim, you have D'Angelo Russell, who you got in free agency. 6'3 guy. He can play either guard position. Or Brandon Williams, who is a kid with a lot of upside, 6'1. And he gave you a bit of punch when you were without Kyrie last season. So what Jason Kidd does here will be quite interesting. And it seems with D'Angelo Russell, he has like a shelf life of a couple of years. And then you got to move on from the guy for reasons unbeknownst to me. He seemed like a talented guy, but he's hot and cold. So this will be quite interesting for the Dallas Mavericks, especially if they want to be in the playoff hunt in the Western Conference. So this will be a very interesting development for them. So let us continue. The Denver Nuggets, coached by David Adelman, who took over as interim last season. There's no major issues as far as your starters go. There'll be Jamal Murray, guys. There'll be Christian Brown. Cam Johnson, who you got in the trade for Michael Porter Jr., who ended up in Brooklyn. So that'll be your small forward. Aaron Gordon will be your power. And, of course, the Joker at center. So I think you're good in that regard. Some people talking about maybe starting Bruce Brown at your off guard. I don't see that. I see him as a guy coming off your bench, a Swiss Army knife, if you will. He could play multiple positions. So I don't think that'll be an issue at all for Denver. So I think Denver is set in that regard. And plus, you have some of the young guys you incorporated last season. If that'll play a role also, but coming off the bench. So there you go. Let us continue. The Detroit Pistons, coached by J.B. Bickerstaff. That's another team I think you don't have really major issues. Cade Cunningham, your point guard. You'll get Jaden Ivey back, who missed the latter half of the second half of the season with his leg injury. So you'll have him back in the fold. I think up front, you'll be fine. 1 year forwards will be Osar Thompson, who hopefully you'll get a healthy season out of him. Tobias Harris will be your other forward. And then at center, Jalen Duren, who had a fine playoffs for the Detroit Pistons. So I think you're good to go as far as your starters go. Your bench is still have firepower in that regard coming off your bench. The Malik Beasley situation, I know he got cleared of all the charges, so will he make a return back to Detroit? We have yet to see because they haven't made a decision yet. So there you go. That's the Detroit situation. Let us continue. The Golden State Warriors. Steve Kerr, he's got a couple of situations here. Your shooting guard, Will he go with the veteran and Buddy Hield, a three-point sniper, but you give up a whole lot on defense with him, versus a Brandon Podemski, who I liked him being in the starter role for the Warriors. He's a young gun. He's a guy who's a two-way player. So you definitely got to take that into consideration, guys, as far as that goes. So we'll see what happens. But I think that's your dilemma as far as shooting guard goes. And then center, guys. The center position, you can go with a traditional big, really like a stretch five, and Quentin Post, 7 feet tall. Again, he's a stretch five. He can step out to the three-point line and drain it, or kind of your undersized rim-running center and Trace Jackson Davis. So you have options there, guys. He's 6'9", again, undersized, but he plays very good at the five. He plays bigger than his height, obviously. So that will be the situation for Steve Kerr to maul and to figure out as far as that goes. So that is the situation with the Golden State Warriors. Now, the Houston Rockets, I had them as a team that didn't have any worries in that regard until the big news came down, guys. Fred VanVleet out for the season with a torn ACL. A tremendous blow to what the Houston Rockets want to do, especially you bringing in a guy like Kevin Durant. So they have a big question, guys, at point guard. Got a big question there. Do you go with Reed Sheppard, who I feel he's more of a two than a one? He's not really a point guard. He's more of a undersized shooting guard and a guy that you would bring off the bench. Or you go with Aaron Holiday, who has never been thrusted into the situation of being a starting point guard in this league. So you have major uncertainty there. But, guys, it's funny. I was talking to a friend of the show, D, of course. And I'm going to tell you a name. A lot of people won't like it. But there's a point guard that's out there that's currently not with a team right now that you can plug in a pinch and get you through the season and possibly – can help you towards what you want to do with this ball club. And his name is Russell Westbrook. I know guys are throwing stuff at their computer monitors right now, but listen, the Houston Rockets have big aspirations this year. You have a coach and M.A. Aduka who's, you know, he's no nonsense. He wants his players to, you know, be tough, be gritty, and you need that in your point guard. Russell Westbrook would be a fit. I understand. I get it. People are going to talk about, oh, wait, whoa. What about the relationship between him and KD? This is what you do, guys. You get KD. You get Russ in a room together. You get M.A. Aduka in there. You get the GM, front office, whoever you got to get in there. And you hammer out your differences, and you don't leave that room until everything's hammered out. That's how serious it is as far as what you want to do this season. So I say, listen, he's out there, guys. Russell Westbrook. He understands. I think he knows by now he's not the Russell Westbrook of old. He has to be a distributor of the basketball. He has to be a bit more more in control, but more cerebral as a player. Let me just put it that way. And I think he's at a place where he can be that. I think he could be that at this point. Can you imagine the Houston Rockets, with all the firepower they have, you know, KD, Alperen Sengun, Amen Thompson, who's on the come up. So, Russell Westbrook, give him a call, guys. Give him a call. That's all I'm saying in that regard. That's all I'm saying. So, with that said, I will do one more team, and actually I'll do two more, and then I'll cut it off. I'll give you a nice short show. So, let us continue. The LA Clippers. LA Clippers right now, they have a situation there. Do you go with Bradley Beal, who you was able to get on the cheap, guys, after the Phoenix Suns released him? But, of course, with Bradley Beal comes the injury baggage that he brings to your ball club. 6'4". He's a guy, he's been an all-star in the past. He's been a solid player. Or do you go with a 3-and-D guy of Derrick Jones Jr.? So that is your dilemma as far as Tyronn Lue. So it'll be very interesting to see where he goes in that regard. And you know, the LA Clippers made all those deals in the offseason. You bring in a John Collins, who I believe will start. I believe he'll start. I think Kawhi Leonard slides over to the three. And then Ivica Zubac, that's your center. So I think that's your front court right there. So, and of course, James Harden at the one position, at the point guard. So I think that's how it shakes out, guys, as far as the Clippers go. But Tyronn Lue, he has an interesting decision to make at his shooting guard position. So we'll see. And then the last team I'll talk about, the Los Angeles Lakers, coached by J.J. Redick, who was, oh, by the way, given the extension. So J.J. Redick rewarded for the nice job he did in his first season with the Lakers, given the extension already. But their dilemma will be at the other forward position. This is how I got to label it, guys, because LeBron James, you don't know if he's playing the three or the four. So whoever the other guy is, that's your other starter as far as the forward goes. So I don't believe LeBron will play power forward. I think he'll play more small forward, to be honest with you. So, but nonetheless, I think the other forward position will be between Rui Hachimura, who's a jack of all trades, of course, 6'8". He's a guy who, you know, next to LeBron, next to Luka, he'll give you some offensive punch. But do you rather have him come off the bench giving you that, and you start a guy like Jared Vanderbilt, who's now fully healthy from what I've been hearing, guys. He is a wing defender, something that you need, especially with LeBron James at the other forward position. You need somebody to take the tough assignments. Jared Vanderbilt can do that when healthy. So, and he too is 6'8". So do you go with Vanderbilt and you just have Hachimura come off your bench? I think that kind of makes sense, provided that Vanderbilt is healthy. But all indications, yes, he is. So we'll see how that goes. And as far as your other starters go, DeAndre Ayton, the center you brought in, he'll be starting there. Of course, your backcourt, you have Luka Doncic, you have Austin Reeves. So you're good to go in that regard. So the Lakers with a decision to make at the forward position. All right, guys, so that's it for this episode. This is part one. I'll give you part two, which will include my Knicks, include teams like Milwaukee, Minnesota, on down the line, the defending champs, the Oklahoma City Thunder. We'll talk about all that on the flip side. All right, guys. The website, allthingsbasketballwithgd.com. There you find my episodes, my clips. Also on YouTube, guys, full episodes there. Clips, I'm going to get back into the clips as far as that goes with the NBA season. Kind of slowed on it as far as the WNBA. I'll give you clips for the NBA coming up. Also, guys, I am on all the podcast platforms, whether it be Apple, whether it be Spotify, all the things on there. Wherever you're able to give reviews. 5 stars, please, guys. 5 stars would be great. Thank you. And then, as far as socials, I am on Instagram, TikTok, as it's teetering. I'm still on there. Some Facebook, some Blue Sky, and that's really it. LinkedIn, I put my link to the episodes there, and I keep it moving. So, and also, donate, guys. In my scroll is my donate buttons, whether it be Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. Also, PayPal, Buy Me a Coffee, Spotify. Those are on the website, too. You can find it there. Email address is there, guys. I got a new one, so you can send emails to me there. allthingsbasketballgd@outlook.com. So, new email address that you can use. I thank you for listening, as always, guys, and we'll talk soon. Take care.